Arizona Senator Jeff Flake is talking about several issues this morning, including his newly introduced legislation on gun control. Appearing on CBS this morning, he also addressed what happened to the DACA deal and his breakfast this morning in New Hampshire that was billed as business leaders meeting with potential major party presidential candidates.
Should we take anything about that about your plans for 2020?
I got an invitation and I accepted it.
Oh, very
nobody goes to New Hampshire. Who's in politics just for the...
It is a nice state.
He focused a lot of time on his support of gun law reforms. Flake wants to ban bump stocks. He supports what he calls no-fly, no-buy, which means people on the no-fly list cannot buy a gun. He also introduced a bill with California Senator Dianne Feinstein, which would raise the minimum age to buy assault weapons and high-capacity magazines from 18 to 21.
Let me ask you this question about raising the age to 21. The Washington Post did some counting here and found that of the 153 mass shootings since 1966, only 18 of them were committed by people under the age of 21. And I think the number's even smaller who used assault weapons of the kind you're trying to limit. Right. So that seems like a very small portion of this larger question we're trying to fix here.
Well, I think you'll get a small portion there. The bump stocks have only been used once in one shooting, but it was an awful, awful shooting. That needs to be done. If you do the no-fly, no-buy list, you've taken care of another segment. So I think there's a number of things that we can do, and if we do them all, I think we'll make a difference.
Flake also said he'd support allowing the CDC to once again study gun violence as a public health issue, and that despite support he's gotten from the NRA, he's disagreed with the group in the past.
Like most of my colleagues, sometimes I agree with the NRA, sometimes I don't. I've always supported, and in the past have supported, for example, the no-fly, no-buy. The NRA has been adamantly opposed to that. I believe they still are. But I have to say, in the past, I've supported a lot of measures that the NRA has not supported.
In addition, Flake expressed optimism and hope that President Trump will back these gun law reforms, as the president signaled he'd be open to since the Parkland, Florida shooting.
His leadership here is really critical if it's going to get through the House and the Senate. We had a similar meeting on immigration that I was at, and we heard a lot of good things that Tuesday, and by Thursday, a lot of it had been walked back. I hope this time, and I do think there's a better chance this time, that the president will lead and really get out front on this. And there are a couple of items that we can make progress on. If the president is on their side, they don't have to worry so much about activist groups or the NRA or grassroots organizations that may think differently. So it's extremely important for the president to lead here.
That's Arizona Senator Jeff Flake earlier on CBS Good Morning.